Lake Effect continues now on WUWM. I'm Bonnie North.
And I'm Mitch Teich. The Racine Art Museum is known for its somewhat quirky rotating exhibits like, say, marshmallow peep art, alongside its more serious collection of sculpture, pottery, and paintings.
Well, two temporary exhibits opened earlier this summer, very different from each other in nature. Lena Vigna is curator for both A Whole Other World, Subculture Craft, and All in the Family, featuring Kelly and Kyle Phelps. She joins us now to give a preview of both, starting with All in the Family.
For years, I've been interested in sort of the boundaries of creativity, where an idea begins or ends, how people create, where that comes from, where the desire to create comes from. Is it genetic? Is it something that's shared in ways people don't even recognize? So years ago, I started looking at couples that were creating work mainly. So married couples very often or other kinds of romantic partnerships. And sometimes you see similarities in what they do and sometimes you don't. And that you sort of expect. But when you do, I think then it begs questions of, were there conversations about, was it recognized that there were moments where there was a lot of sympathy between what each individual artist was doing? Then you also have instances with people who collaborate, and that's always an interesting conversation about who takes on what role, at what point is one person only doing one thing and one is only doing the other, or is that how you imagine it when you're not in the studio with them? A lot of the artists talk about it being a very, very back and forth dialogue. So I think that is a fascinating place to start to ask questions about really where ideas come from. And
the nature of creativity.
Absolutely. And in art history, you can go back hundreds of years, especially in Western art history, and you'll find families of people making work, often through apprenticeship programs. And there would be a father who was a great painter, and then he would have a son or sons that would be in his workshop. And that you sort of just starts to become a bit of your background when you're looking at art history. But in the modern context, there are a lot of instances, too, where artists are coming together to make work. Or you have, in the exhibition, for example, we have three generations of woodturners represented in the Multhrops. The grandfather, father, and son, the father and son went away from the studios at one point, but then ultimately came back. And it makes you think about how much is shared and the fact that they're even in the studios creating together and what that might mean.
I was going to say, and how it differs, too, because,
absolutely,
you know, each person still brings their own sensibility to,
yes,
it, even if there's so much similarity.
Absolutely, because each person is individual. It's the way that it is when you walk into a museum and you look at work. No two people are really going to have the same thing that they take away because each person's different and they're filtering it through themselves. So even a technique that's shared, one person might be stronger at one part of what they're doing than the other, and that's probably going to show itself in the work. And I think that what happens in the middle is what's really fascinating. We had a husband and wife, Ruth Grit and Rothen Schumer Lichtner, well-known in Milwaukee. We had several of their works gifted to the museum a few years ago. And as we were looking over the gift, there were a few pieces where initially you might think they were done by the same artist, but next to one another you could see one was Ruth's and one was Schumer's. And that I thought was really interesting, that, again, there might have been a point of coming together that they might not have even have recognized.
Just simply from living together.
Absolutely.
And working near
sharing
each other.
Sharing the
all
same
these,
environment.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yes, yes.
Breathing the same air, literally.
Breathing the same air, yeah. Absolutely. And I've had that in my own conversations with people where you're sitting there talking. I'm not a studio artist, but I have a lot of conversations with them. And you may just be sitting there talking about all kinds of things. And then you turn around later and some of that content of what you're talking about is resulting in their finished work. That's fascinating. No one's trying to lay claim to the idea as much as just recognizing that inspiration is everywhere. Why wouldn't you gather inspiration from the people that you share space with?
One of the sort of the foundations of this exhibition, which is called All in the Family, it features Kelly and Kyle Phelps, and
yes,
they are twins.
They are.
So not only are they siblings, but they,
right,
are identical twins.
Right. Absolutely.
And they are both ceramic and multimedia artists.
Absolutely. And when we say identical, we mean very, very identical. They have the same tattoos. They dress alike. They were dressed alike when they were younger, and it was just something that they responded to. They still dress alike. They are very, very close in a way that I think if you're perhaps not a twin or a multiple, you're looking at it from the outside. But they're very, very, very close. They describe their relationship or their being as one soul in two bodies. So I think that's even an extra layer of interest in this conversation. So I had the idea in my head about looking at the work of related people. And then I found Kelly and Kyle. They have very interesting subject matter that they're looking at. They're focusing on their middle-class upbringing in factory towns. And in addition to that, they are making all of their work together. They don't differentiate between one does this and one does that. It is very much a combined effort. And they have ceramics backgrounds, ceramics and sculpture backgrounds. And the work that they create is a combination of work that's built by them by hand, like ceramic figures, and then found materials from the factories that they go and visit factories that are basically disintegrating in the Midwest, and they find objects there. It could be grit and grime literally off the floor. One piece at the museum has boots featured in it, actual work boots that they found at the factory, packs of cigarettes, all various kinds of things that you'd see beyond a factory setting, but very much also speaks to that factory setting.
As you were putting the exhibition together, did you come to any conclusions about this, or is it open-ended?
I like that it's open-ended. I definitely did not come to any conclusions. We sort of pose that as one of the things. If you're a viewer and you're walking in and you're reading some of the text, we do indicate what the relationship is between people. So you don't have to make guesses as far as that goes. Sure, some last names are the same, but some are different. So we sort of provide that context for you, but also put it out there that this is very much about exploring the idea. And these are not, in a lot of instances, you have this idea that there's a struggling artist in a studio somewhere and he's on his own and he's, you know, working through all of these things. The idea of the individual artist sort of dissipates a little bit when you're looking at a lot of this work, because you see how very much artists are still a product of their environment and are responding to what's going on around them. And again, sometimes maybe that inspiration is just coming literally a little bit closer to home.
In the other gallery, we have a very different show.
Yes, we do.
And this is, well, you describe it.
Okay. So upstairs in our largest gallery, we have an exhibition that's called A Whole Other World, Subculture Craft. And the subtitle is Artists Inspired by Doctor Who, Star Wars, Steampunk, and Superheroes.
Okay, I'm there. I'm a huge Doctor Who fan.
Yes, so, well, yeah. We have some things that you would like. We have a quilt of the 10th Doctor, David Tennant. It's by an artist from St. Louis who is a fan and is also a quilt maker. So that is one of the really interesting things about this exhibition, is that there is a combination of what I would describe as professional artists who are making work that's meant to be exhibited in galleries or purchased for someone's collection. And then there's work made by people who are really fans, but who are also very creative and endeavor towards something handmade. So it's interesting to see where they come together. And one of those places where they come together is through this kind of subject matter. All of those things I mentioned, all of those subjects are things that are celebrated at Comic-Con. And even at Comic-Con, if you look at photos from Comic-Con, you see a wide range of creative things going on, people making their own costumes, people, you know, riffing on their inspiration. And it's a very, with the internet being what it is, there's also a lot of sharing of ideas, a lot of pattern resources, et cetera, that you'll find on the internet. So you have a variety of different kinds of people coming together through these things. I have to tell you about one of the other really fun things is a 30-foot-long cross-stitch of the Star Wars saga to date. So Alad Lewis, who is actually a designer, he is from the UK. Everyone else in the exhibition is from the US, but he's from the UK, and he watched the Star Wars movies, and then he picked scenes that he thought really spoke to that particular moment of the story and pixelated them and then translated that into cross-stitch. And then he, with help, produced this piece over about 6 months. And
it's like a Star Wars by your tapestry.
It is, exactly.
Oh, my gosh.
That is his inspiration, absolutely.
Wow.
And the fun part in it as well is that he includes Arabesh, which is the fictional, we'll say, language of the Star Wars empire. He uses text in Arabesh to ring the outside. So we provide a key that you can come and translate the text. And there are quotes that you would know if you're a Star Wars movie watcher. It is a fascinating piece, and he leaves the end open so that I think he can add on to it as we are moving into some new Star Wars
things coming out.
Yes.
Yeah. And so it's, you know, unlike the tapestry, the bio tapestry, which is finished.
Yes. This is still to be completed.
Right.
And I think that's one of the interesting things about it as well, is that it's very historical in its references, but also very contemporary at the same time. And we're finding people will spend a lot of time in the gallery really investigating. We've also found that with Doctor Who, for example, there's a new generation of Doctor Who fans. 8 to 12-year-old boys seem very, very interested. So we're finding that as well. Some of our docents have even commented that they'll talk about the work in terms of how it's made, but they can ask a lot of questions of the visitors and often find out more from the visitors. You know, the visitors know more about Doctor Who than some of our docents do. But that's one of the fun things about it, too, is that it then encourages this literal, like, multi-generational conversation.
So are you finding that you're getting a different type of patron coming in for that exhibit than you would normally have?
Yes. I would say that people who are interested in the subject matter alone will come in to see how artists are responding to these subjects. But then also for people who maybe you're more interested in the idea that there's actually quilts in the exhibition, or there's hand-knitted superhero costumes, or there's prints, then you might be drawn in by that. But then the fact that you have artists using those techniques with this subject matter astounds people in a whole other way. So we are finding that the subject matter alone is bringing in a perfectly honestly a younger audience. But then even if you didn't come for that, you're really responding to the work anyway because of the way that it's created, or the fact that, for example, we have a portrait of Darth Vader that's actually made out of staples, 12,352 staples to be exact. And from a distance, it looks like large stitches. When you get up close, you actually see that it's colored staples that
wow.
he's sourced from the internet. We've also invited people to come dressed in costume. If you come dressed in costume, you get in free. We've certainly had people take us up on that. And we have comment boards out. For some reason, we just hadn't done that in a while, but we have comment boards where people can respond. So we're seeing a lot of really wonderful responses. And people not just writing responses, but drawing responses. That's always fun.
Even better.
Absolutely.
Particularly in an art
museum.
Especially.
Yeah. Exactly. Exactly.
Well, Lena, I want to thank you for making the drive up here from Racine and talking with us about both of these exhibitions. I really appreciate your time.
You are welcome. Happy to be here.
A Whole Other World Subculture Craft runs through September 6th, and All in the Family is on until October 4th at the Racine Art Museum. Lena Vigna is curator of both exhibits. You will find pictures and links from WUWM.com.